Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hei of Maseches Kohelet. We're on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. We're actually smack in the middle of the Daf, maybe even slightly before the middle, where it says Amar Ula Ha'ochol Shlishi Shal Kohelet Shanas Tatiris Truma Mitzal Gufa Melechol Truma. That's up to, right? So we'll start from here. Yesterday was very very challenging Daf. Today is, I think, more challenging. We'll learn today's Daf two people. First we'll learn for Hushem, Rosh Hashanah, Basti, Basrachel, Devorah. And today is the yahrzeit of probably, arguably, one of the two greatest Rishonim that we have. It's the yahrzeit of Rashi. And we will learn today for a Zechut, for Rashi, for Neshama, and it should be a Melech Yosher for all of Klal Yisrael. Amar Ula, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shal Chulin Shanasa Al Tairis Truma. If someone eats a Shlishi that is kept Al Tairis Truma. In other words, this is not a real Shlishi. This is Chulin. We're treating it as a fake Shlishi. We're treating it as a Shlishi. It's a made-up Shlishi. Why is it a made-up Shlishi? Because there's nothing wrong with this meat. But we're treating it as if it's a Shlishi. That means that why are we doing this? We're doing this because Al Tairis Truma. Right? We want to make sure that we always eat truma. But Tahira, so therefore, we pretend as if everything in our home is Kedusha. Now you have a Shlishi. It's not a real Shlishi. It's a Shlishi that if the world of Tumah would apply, this would be a Shlishi. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Right? In other words, there can't be Shlishi by non-Kudshim or by non-Truma. There can't be. No such thing. Shlishi is only by Kudshim or only by Truma. However, we're going to treat this Chulin as if it's a Shlishi. Why are we going to do that? Because when we eat Truma, we have to be concerned about Shlishi. So we want the house to be very, very concerned. That makes perfect sense. Only Yechidim did this. Only very, very special. The average person didn't do this. Okay? So another thing we had yesterday called Tairis Kodesh, meaning, what does that mean? That means someone's a shani. Someone's a shani, and it touched a piece of meat in the kitchen. There's nothing wrong with that meat. That meat is nothing. Why? Because shani can't make anything into shlishi unless it's truma. Meat can't even be truma. Truma is only food, only thing that goes from the ground. So what is that piece of meat? The answer is nothing. Had it been truma, it would be the shlishi, so we're going to stay away from it as a shlishi also. So if someone lives in that kind of house, someone lives in that kind of world, right? You understand what the case is? Not a real Shlishi. No such thing as a Shlishi by Chulin. We're pretending it's a Shlishi. Had this been Truma, I'm a Kohen, I won't go near it with a 10-foot pole, I treat all Shlishis the same way, even though there is no halacha regarding any other Shlishis. The whole daf is about this. Got it? Very simple. So ha'ochel shlishi shal chulin. Again, the shlishi of chulin. Shenas al tahiris truma nifzal gufo milechol truma. We don't let you eat truma anymore. You become a puzzle to eat truma. Again, midor abana. Midor writes, I sit down for a piece of meat. First of all, meat, unless it's kachim, meat can't even be. But we're pretending it is, and therefore I can't even eat real truma. My kamash malan. What's the chiddush in that? Hanina, we learned that already. Rabbi Shua said it already. A shlishi, if somebody eats a shlishi, sheni, lakodesh, they become a sheni regarding kudshim, right? The ain sheni latruma, and they don't become a sheni regarding truma. Okay, we had the statement yesterday. And, b'chulin, shenasr al tarvis truma. What kind of meat are we talking about? We're talking about chulin that we're treating as truma. Now, sheni hu delo havi. You don't become a sheni. The implication is, partially shihada, but as you do, yes, become. So what did Ula say? We didn't know it already. Ula said a statement. It's old news. So the Gemara says, no. Imeahi, if from this price, I would have thought, lo sheni havi, below shlishi havi. No, you don't become a sheni. You don't even become a shlishi. Nothing happens to you. The ID the Amar since we said that you become a sheni regarding kachim, a marnami ain't sheni v'truma. We also said you don't become a sheni for truma, kamash malan. We don't say that. Therefore, a sheni you don't become, but a shlishi you do become. Right? Since it said regarding Sheni Bekodesh, Amar Nami ain't Sheni Betruma, Kamash Malan, that what? Sheni you don't become, and a Shlishi you do become. Right? Okay. So what did we just say from here? Ula said if you're a Shlishi, if you eat Shlishi, that's Chulin really. Kedi Truma. H day Rav Hamnuna Lula. Wait a minute. So Rav Hamnuna asks the question to Ula now. It says like this. The mission of Mitzvah Tyrant. Harishon Shevachulin Tame Umatame. Harishon of Chulin. I'll finish that. It could become Tame, and it can make other things Tame. That's obvious. Vasheni Posel. A Sheni can Posel. What does a sheni posel mean? A sheni can turn truma into a shlishi without the ability of the truma to do anything further. That's why he uses the word posel. A sheni, that's we know that. A sheni can turn truma into a shlishi. The ain't a matame, but a sheni can't make anything else tame. What else can a sheni make tame? The answer is nothing. Hashlishi, a shlishi, what's a shlishi? Truma, nechal bin nezid hadema. You can eat truma, that's a shlishi, with a mixture of truma, that's tame. Look at Rashi. That's the first wide line. I'm going to try to do Rashi inside of it. Tavshil shetruma me'urevespo. You have a mixture of truma in a dish. Kigon, for example, shlishi zeh, you have a shlishi in makhte, shel chulin hu, if the concoction is chulin, mutter lasayt l'tocho tavlin shel truma, you're allowed to put in spices of truma, vishum and garlic, vishem and the truma, and oil of truma, l'ochlo to eat it. Umidatani behu, shlishi, since we said the word shlishi here, shmamina, v'chulin, shenasa, al-tahayrus, truma ka'amar. We're talking about chulin that we're pretending is a shlishi. The katani nechal benazir adema. What do you have? You have chulin. What do you have? You have chulin that we're pretending is a shlishi. And this Mishnah in Tyre says you can take truma spices and put it in here. And what are you going to do with it? You're going to eat it. Now, the e-amrit, if we just said a second ago, that what? That someone who eats a shlishi of chulin becomes ineligible to eat truma, that can eat this concoction. Nifsal gufo milecho b'truma, someone who eats a shlishi becomes, what kind of shlishi? A shlishi of chulin. That we're treating it as kachim, as truma. Tafile mide de patale de gufe? So I'm going to feed him the spices? Now I'll eat that. Right? If someone eats a shlishi, can't eat truma, so this kohen eats a shlishi, not going to eat truma spices. Now, what does the Mishnah say? You can make the spices together in the same dish. How could you do that? You're going to be eating the shlishi, and then eating the spice. How could you do that? We just said you're not allowed to do that. You hear the question? You following? So, Amalei, he answers back, nah. Don't tell me about a case of spices mixed in. You know why? The lack of the kedei achilas prat. We're talking about spices in a chanan. You put in a real food in a dish, that'd be a problem. We're talking about spices. What are spices? Some extra little nothing spices. In order to be over the isser of eating truma, it has to be a kedayit b'chdei achilas prat. It has to be a kedayit in the amount of time it'll take to eat a kedayit. So let's say you have a mound, a mountain of something, and there's a sprinkling of trafe in there. The time it takes you to eat that whole mountain It could be more than 9 minutes or whatever number of shiur the Esther Sfras is. Depending on Esther. I mean, the Rabbanan may be yet. No one's the right. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but he raises a question, which is a brilliant question. He says like this. The chiyuv ochel truma b'tumas aguf l'havi ela b'kizayim. The only isser eating truma is a kizayim. The ein shum achila kishir mitzarefes bein kizayim the chali surin bein kosevet liyom makipur. Whenever we have an issue of a shir of achila, whether it's a kippur, whether it's anything, im shaha mitchilas achilas hashir ad sof yoser mechse achilas prat. If you delay longer, I'm going to eat matzah Pesach night. I'm going to eat one kizayit. It's going to take me 3 hours to eat one kizayit. I'm going to eat it very soon. That's not called achila. You can't eat a matzah. It can't take you 3 hours to eat a matzah. Kizayit is a matzah. It can't take you 3 hours to eat a kizayit of truma, that's tummy. Spices, you'll never get a kizayit out of that. Shekach nitna Torah shir l'shiyat achila v'beis hamenuga. That's the amount of time we said you're allowed to. Now, the word achila, the Beit HaMenuga, is not so true. It's not eating in the Beit HaMenuga, it's being present in the Beit HaMenuga. Rashi just throws in eating. It doesn't mean eating. How long can you stand in a Beit HaMenuga? Right? So you walk into a Tzara's house. You didn't know. So the halacha is you're not tummy. Why? You didn't know. So by the way, you know, this house is grassed. Boom, I gotta get out of here. First, let me sit down and watch some television for 2 hours. No, you can't do that. So how long do you have to get out of there? You have Kedei Achilas Prat. Whatever, a few minutes, right? That's the shear. The word achil there doesn't make any sense. Rashi didn't mean that. He was talking about achil, so he said the word achil. Shakpida Torah b'shoah b'shir achil tami begadim b'oz achila shet nisara b'chati kikar shel erev b'udal beitim. The chacham u'mashayer, this is the shear. It's a half a crop. U'benazin hadema tavli truma mu'atim. The spices of truma here are very, very small. The chi'achal men ha-mikvah, and when you eat from this dish, pras, or pras, lo achal men ha-tavlin kizayim. You're not going to even eat a kizayim. Ad the achal men ha-mikvah, tvei me achilas pras. In order to get a kizayim of truma spices, you're going to have to eat a lot more than a pras, a lot more than a half a pras. You're going to have to eat a lot to get a kizayim of isser. But more than that, it's not going to be mitzarev to a kizayit. The aid kan achilas truma b'tumah. Now, listen to what Rashi just said. Avo rishon v'sheni. What if it's a rishon? What if something's usher as a rishon, and I throw in truma spices? Are we going to say the same thing? Well, you're not going to become tameh because you're not going to eat it with the achilas pras. Takes it too long to eat it. Avol rishon v'sheni, ein nechal v'nazir adema. No way, says Rashi. You can't do that by a rishon and a sheni. You know why? Da'afilu b'chulin mahani sheni. Even chulin, a sheni will work. Meaning, v'od, the sheni pasalei l'truma, the psichabei, kach shamati. The minute the truma, the minute the rishon, the minute the spices fall into the dish, that's the rishon, they become tameh. They become a sheni. Right? In our case, they're a shlishi already. So when the spices fall in, they don't become a revi. Nothing happens to them. The only problem is, within the rabbanan, that if you're a shlishi, you can't eat truma. Right? How can you feed me a dish with truma spices? I'm a shlishi, I can't eat truma. And the dish is a shlishi, I can't eat that truma. Yeah, that's because the spices themselves are not tameh. Just it's a day on you. You since you ain't sleazy, you can't now eat truma. So how you gonna eat this dish? Don't worry about it. It's not gonna have the ill spread. So I have a dish to rishon and I put in the truma spices. Says Rashi, it's entirely different. Why? Because the spices themselves are coming. Spices themselves are coming. I don't have a rule like that. That can be the ill spread. Okay. It depends. What is the truma? Is the truma shlishi? Or it doesn't make a difference. Exactly. That's exactly why the whole thing is the gedeshel pras by shlishi. Anyway, the dish is not coming. Right. Right. Right, so the Marshal explains Rashi. If the Truma, if the dish is a Rishon, or Shani, and now I threw in Truma spices, what did I just do to the spices? I made them tummy. Right? I made them tummy. Now I have a din of the Kedil Pras. Now I have what's called Chatzit during the Tosim in a Torah. This whole dish now is awesome in a Torah. It became Tumim in a Torah. Right? And they came in a Torah now. I had a Rishon. Now the spices fell in. Now the whole dish now became a Shani. Now I don't have a Hetzer like this is Kedil Pras. Why? The Chatzit Shir Awesome in a Torah. I can't even think. The only way this could possibly be possible is if it was a Shlishi. So when the spices fall in, it doesn't do anything, Minatora. Midrabana, we have a Chumra. You can't eat it. Why? Because you can't eat Shlishi, you can't eat Truma. So how can we allow it? Because it's not Kedel Chilfras. Unbelievable Rashi. Okay. Now, Amar Reb Yonatan, Amar Rebbe. Reb Yonatan said in the name of Rebbe, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Truma Atma Asu Le'echol U'moto Liga. So something may have happened. Let's say it's a real shlishi. It's a real shlishi in the sukkah. Not one of these made-up shlishi. It's a real shlishi. It's a genuine, bona fide shlishi. Says Rabbi Yonatan, in the name of Rebbe, if you eat shlishi shel truma atma, it's really a shlishi. So now you ate a shlishi. You're a kohen. You ate a shlishi of truma. Aser lechel, you're not allowed to eat any more truma. However, umutur liga, you're allowed to touch it. There's no interest in touching it. Only interest in eating it. Now, one second. Okay, look at Rashi. But Mutar Liga, it's like down where the lines get wider. Rashi says, Hainu Nami Kid Ula. This is the same din as Ula. Same exact din as Ula. And we saw it off the dock today. Ela Ula, Ari Bishlishi, the Chul Shrasa Tyrus Truma. Ula was talking about fake Shlishi, a Shlishi that really is Chul. Rabbi Yonatan, Ari B'Shlishi, the Truma Atma. And Rabbi Yonatan is talking about a real Shlishi. They both said the exact same halacha. Right? Ula is talking about a fake Shlishi, and Rabbi Yonatan is talking about a real Shlishi. And both halachas are exactly the same. You cannot eat any more Truma, but you can talk to them. So the Gemara says, who mitzvah of the Ula, mitzvah of the Rabbi Yonatan. I need both of them. Why? The Ula, if it only had Ula's din, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Bechol Shanaz Al Tyrus Truma. That's only true if it's fake Truma, Avol Truma. But if it's real Truma, then the Giyanami Osir. Even touching it would be not allowed. It's Dirk Durbionathan. Now, if you're Durbionathan to come along and tell me, no, we're not so much like that. Touching it's not no issue from touching it. Viva Durbionathan, if it only had Durbionathan's din, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Truma. This is only by genuine Truma. Avol Bechulin, Bechulin, Nami Shari. If it's only shlishi because it's if cool and shlishi, that you can eat. It's drug. Therefore, I need Ula's din. Okay? So far, so good? So far, we got it? Why would I think you can't touch it? No one said. You can't. No, he says you can't touch it. Why would I think you can't touch it? I don't know. Stay far away from it. Okay? Next. Another thing, which everyone said, what? I spent my whole life learning something else. Another one, right? Ready? I spent my whole life, I didn't know this thing. Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kamedra of Nachman, Yosef, the Gomar, Ha'ochel, listen to this, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shal Kulin, Shal Nasa Tyrus Hektish. If you eat a Shlishi of Kulin that we're treating as Hektish, again, this is a Kulin piece of meat. We're pretending that it's a shlishi of hektish. Tahar lechol b'kodesh. Can you eat kudgeon? So, by the way, in a similar case of truma, we said no. Right? It's not really truma; it's fake truma. Can you eat truma? Ula said no. But by kudgeon, yeah, the answer is yes. By kudgeon, yes. Exactly. She'em l'chadaver she'osir revi b'kodesh el kodesh b'kodesh b'vad. Because when it comes to kudgeon, there's no such thing as fake kudgeon. There's no such thing. Who said this, by the way? Somebody named Rabbi Yeshua yesterday said this. Right? That's what Rabbi Yeshua is. We're going to see in a minute. This is Rabbi Yeshua. We'll take a Rashi. Let's look at Rashi, the long Rashi. Ella im Ella Kadesh Mekudesh. Ella in Cain Hayashlishi Shal Kadesh Mekudesh. Unless it's a genuine kutzer. Not cool that we're going to pretend it's kutzer. No way. The high shlishi of it rabbi the kodesh. The fact that a shlishi can turn something into a rabbi. What can a shlishi turn into a rabbi? Only kutzim. Miley he the rabbanon. Not just did the rabbanon says that. It's not the right like that. The ha gabi milos omer kodesh ketani lahu behe milos achronos amrin and hasam. The last Torah, in Chagiga, there's a story about 10 things that are different between Truma and Meiser, Truma and Kachim, regarding both of Tumah, and says Rashi, the last 5 of them are only the Dindar Rabbanon. The Dindar Rabbanon over here. V'chi takinu Rabbanon shlishi dekodesh mekudesh hu detikin. When do we make this din? When do we make this takana? By genuine bona fide Kachim. Ah, v'agav dar ma'isin and lakal v'chomer. Even though it's a kalvachomer, it's not a kalvachomer daraita. What's the kalvachomer? Kalvachomer is like this. Let's say somebody's a mechusa kippurim. What's a mechusa kippurim? A mechusa kippurim is somebody who he was tummy, he went to the mikvah, he waited even to sundown. Now he has to bring a carbon. Some tumas, you know, leze, right? Different types of people, a dog, they have to bring a carbon. Now, what's their status right now? They're called somebody who's a Mechusa Kippur. Right? Is a Mechusa Kippur allowed to eat Truma? Yes. Are they allowed to eat Kachim? No. Right? So somebody who's a Mechusa Kippur. Truma's mutter, Kachim's aser. So now, a Shlishi, where Truma is aser, so certainly Kachim's going to be aser. Certainly Kachim has to be worse than that. So therefore, what do you see? Kachim has to be. Okay? That's how we get the Ravi. That's a toilet that was a night toilet. So I don't know, it's a toilet eating Truma, I don't know. So maybe there's some Kimunki, but it's a toilet. It could be a toilet, because the Kippurim could be a toilet, or someone didn't have the carbon yet. I'm not sure which one it is, I don't know if it makes a difference. It's a good point. It's a good point. What? Right, so maybe it's a toilet. It's certainly someone who doesn't have the carbon. Could it also be a Tzvulyom? I don't know. It's a good point. It's a good question. I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. So, what do you see from here? Says Rashi. What? More common, exactly. It's a good point. So, says Rashi. That's a very excellent Kavachoma, no? Rashi picked up a new thing in the world called the Kavachoma de Rabbana. The Rashi just said, right? And the rest of the Rashi here, the ha, mishlishi de truma, who de maisinon, right? We're talking about a shlishi de truma. The higufa lav ksiv behedim asmachta balmi. The whole thing is an asmachta. Hey, da, it's like a malas tanya, put it in a discussion about the rabbanon, the kalvachomer, the kalvaseh, amina betet sota, perakashim, amina kalvachomer, mi ochal abo machmas tzvulyom, the oven rabbi bekodesh, right? We just, like I said, he calls it a tzvulyom here. Right, tzvulyom. Calls it a tzvulyom, someone who has to wait for nightfall, he's allowed to eat truma, can't eat kachim. So of course, a shlishi, which applies by truma, then a ravi, such a thing as ravi by kachim. That's the gubba lav mitzav kachim lav kavachalok kavachamarati. If it's a chazak like that, what kind of kavachamar is that? So Rashi belittles the whole thing. Well, the point is, what do you see from here? That the only time you have such a thing as a ravi is by a real ravi. It has to be genuine kachim. Not this kulin that we're going to pretend is kutzim. Unlike Truma. Truma, we just spent, Ula said, and then Rabbi Yonatan said, Ula said, that if it's real, if it's fake Truma, that we treat as real Truma, and you eat that, right, it's kulin. But we're pretending it's a shlishi regarding Truma, you can't eat Truma. It's no similar thing by kutzim. Now, Tos was asked, Well, if there's no such thing as a Ravi, then what's a Shlishi? Right? Forget that question. Masiv, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked, wait a minute. Shlishi, we had this member before already, in the name of who? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, if someone eats a Shlishi, he becomes a Sheni. Lakodesh. He becomes a Sheni regarding Kutzer. The Ein Sheni Latruma. And he doesn't become a Sheni regarding Truma. So we said he becomes a Shlishi. Right? What are we talking about? Bechulon, Shenasu, Altairus, Truma. Only regarding Chulon that we're treating as Truma. Am I? Why does this person turn the Kutzer into a Sheni? Halav Kodesh Mekodeshu. It's not genuine Kutzer. So why does someone who's a Sheni, why does someone who's a Shlishi turn Kutzer into a Sheni? You hear the question? Yeah? You got that question? Why does someone who's a Shlishi turn Kutzer into a Sheni? Why? We just said the only time the din applies is by genuine Kutzer. This is not genuine speech. Why? It's Chulin, really. Rashi said, look at the Rashi, Kadosh Mekodesh, the second Kadosh Mekodesh. Kadosh Gamor, Shekadosh Gufo. Genuine Kadosh. Kigon, Basar Karbon, Chalot HaToda, right? Shenishkat HaZebach Alayim, Minachos Mekodesh Ubekli, Avol Shlishi Shekodesh, HaMekodesh Mekodesh HaSpeh, Lo. Just because we said it's Kadosh, that doesn't make it Kadosh. Right? Kadosh HaSpeh, we said so. Bachnu Farish, right? Okay, fine. Amalei, answers of Yitzchak back, Hanach, don't ask me about Truma, don't ask me about Chulin that has a Tyra of Truma. Why? Shetaharasa Truma he ate El Hektish. Because that Tyra is really Truma regarding Kutzer. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Shmira that's required for Kutzer is more strict than the Shmira required for Truma. Right? Kutzer go Machmed and Truma. We require a greater Shmira. Therefore, a Shlishi on Tyrus Truma regarding Hektish, we're afraid it's a Sheni. So we're viewing it as a Sheni. This is really a Shlishi. It's a Shlishi regarding Truma. But we're going to pretend it's a Sheni regarding Kutzer. And we said yesterday that Shenis turn other things into Shenis. We did the Ramana. Because of the Mashke issue. So you want to know how you can have a real Ravi? You're right. You can't have a Ravi unless you have genuine Kutzer. But am I making it into a Ravi? I'm making it into a Sheni. Why is that all right? Because there's a different Shmira by Kutzer. That's all right. That didn't bother anybody. Ravi, you have to have real Kutzer. To make a Sheni, that there will allow. That's the best I can tell you. That's a little bit of a hair splitting. Now, Umanak Timra, how do you know there's a din like that? A din like what? How do you know there's a din something that's tar for Truma is Tame regarding Kutzer? You get hair splitting like that. It's not. It's a Mishnah. Big Day Am Ha'aretz, Midras Leprushin. Right, there are five levels of people. There are Amaratim. Amaratim, we think everything they have is Tame. Everything they're wearing, everything they touch, they're all Tame. That's number one. Then you have the second level of people are Pirushim, regular people. They eat chulin b'tahira. Now, you're allowed to eat chulin b'tumah. You're allowed to. But they wouldn't do that. But the third level are people that held everything as truma, as sanctity, as if it's truma. The fourth level was people that had everything as kudshim. And the fifth level were people that treated everything as a paraduma. That's, you know, they wouldn't go near anything. That's very, very, you know, I don't know who did that. Those are the five levels. Gemara doesn't even adjust to this level. It's such a high level. Right, no police corrupt, no police tailor in the house. I mean, that's a very high level. So, there are four levels. So, I mean, there's a fifth level. We're not going to discuss the fifth level. Tanan, Big the Amma Aret, so the Gondam of Amma Aret, Midras Leprushin. What does that mean, Midras Leprushin? It's considered Tamei to somebody who's very careful to eat everything with the Hira. So, if he touches an Amma Aret, Amma Aret throws his cloak on top of this guy won't eat any food until he goes to the mikvah. Because he's treating everything of an Amma Aret as if it's coming. Big Day Purushin, Midras L'Ochle Truma. The Begadim of such a guy are considered Tomei for somebody who's careful about Truma. So if that guy, yeah, but I don't eat anything but Truma. I eat everything but Truma. I eat everything but Tahira. The answer is, yeah, but not Truma. Who let you do that? I'm going to treat you as if you're Tomei. You touch me, I'm going to view myself as if I'm Tomei, and I'm not going to eat any Truma until I go to the mikvah. Big Day Ochle Truma, Midras L'Kodesh. The begadim of people that are careful about Truma are considered Tame regarding Kutzer people. Right? So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? You see from here such a context of the same thing being tame and being not tame. Same guy. So regarding Kulin, he's Tohar. Regarding Amarasim, he's Tohar. Regarding some specific people holding concussion, he's considered tame. You have the same man, right? Let's say he's level 2. So regarding Amarasim touches, he touches that Amarasim does not have to go to the Nikla. But he touches a Kohen, the Kohen has to go to the Nikla. He's the same person, has two levels, we treat him as two levels. Amarava, so Rava says, Midrasos Kamarta? You're talking to me about that Mishnah in Chagiga? You're talking about Midrasos? Shiny Midrasos, that's a whole different story. Why is it a whole different story? Because Shamatation of Alay and Ishto Nida. Maybe your wife, who's in Nida, sat on it. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Afadafta Ochle Truma, Mizdahari Bashafir, even though Ochle Truma are very careful, Miu, Lagabe Kodesh, regarding Kachim, Lo Habe Shmira. It's not considered a good enough Shmira. The Chayshinan, and we're afraid, Homel Vetuma, Mitsuyahi. It's a very common Tuma. Everybody has a wife. Everybody's wife is needed half the month. Very, very common. Right? Everyone, every home had it. Not a special, not a secret. Everyone had it. So you know what? Although I tell you I'm very, very careful, I do have a wife, and she's in need of half the month, I can't take a chance. Right? I can't take any chance. Avol Peri, but regarding a fruit, what do you mean regarding a fruit? Regarding a fruit, the only way you can be tame a fruit is by touching it. Lo Amrina. We're not so machmir. We don't say that. Right? We don't say that a fruit, I tell you, I keep truma. I'm a Kohen, I keep truma. Nothing touch that fruit. Right? We believe you. So a guy who holds from Kachem can't eat that fruit? Correct. That's exactly why. Because Midrash is much more common. Because why? Because everyone has a wife, and everyone's wife is a Nida, much more common. So listen, when she's a Nida, don't open the refrigerator. Open these have two. Everyone has the umbilical deflation. You have Nida and non-Nida. Right? When you're a Nida, you can touch that. When you're not a Nida, you touch that. So, correct. So are we so machmir when it comes to fruit? Are we so machmir like that? You know, it's exactly his point. It's exactly his point. Excellent. It's exactly his point. So what do you see from here? That if something's a shlishi for truma, it has the same status regarding someone who holds some kachem too. There's no difference. There's only a difference by midrash. Why? You're running into a doraisa issue, right? And talking about very common. Why? Because everyone's wife is a nida sometimes. You can't avoid that. However, the question returns. If a shlishi can't make a revi except by bona fide kachim, why does Rabbi Yehoshua say that if someone eats a shlishi, he becomes a sheni regarding tumah, regarding kachim? Why? Why does a shlishi turn a sheni by kachim? What do you want to tell me? Mishra? That's a separate crazy thing. That's a daraisa. Why everyone has nidas around. But what about by peiris? Why are we doing like that? So, Rabbi Yitzchak, Peiri Nami Omar, he holds the same thing by Peiri also. That's it, nothing more to say about that. He holds the same thing by Peiri also. He's very, very mad. Masiv, Rabbi Yirmiya, Midifti, Omriyam, Rina, Peiri, you have such a thing like that? Such a thing like that? But none. There's a mention in Chagiga. Im Omar, Hifrashti, Latoka, Rabiyat, Kodesh, Neman. If an Amma Aret walks into the Beis HaMikdash with Yayin for his Nesach, and said, by the way, I took off Truma for this wine. Look at Rashi, the first skinny line. The Chomer B'Kodesh, in that parak over there in Chagiga, Tanan, we learned, the Yehuda, in the town of Yehuda, in the province of Yehuda, Neman Ameha Aret Al Tyrus Yayin, the Amaratim were believed about wine, lahachnis to bring wine, lenichnas to bring wine to the Beis Hamikdash. Im amru tahoridim, if they said it was tahor, umehemnin and rabbanon, and the rabbanon believed them. Why did the rabbanon believe them? Kidei shlo yehi kol echad holeh ubona bama laatmo, the sorry paradum laatmo. Otherwise, if you're not accepting my wine, I'll start my own religion. Right? I'll start my own paradum. Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam said, because when it came to the Beis Hamikdash, no matter how Amaratis you were, you knew that the Beis HaMikdash had to have only Tahira. Rashi doesn't give that reason. Rashi says because people are going to become more pedera. Right? You don't accept my wine? I don't need this religion. Rambam says not so aggressive. People are very careful. They came to the base of the okay, either way. Aval al truma ain't them on it. But regarding truma, they weren't believed. Why? Truma, they weren't so careful. Unless ela b'shas hagitos v'abadim. Unless the wine came mamish right off the wine press. Aval hagitos v'abadim, if they removed the wine press already, they be lo chavas shal yayin the truma, hayrez lo yikavol havena. They wouldn't take it from them. Hey, I want to give truma wine to you, Mr. Cohen. They like you very much. I'm very sorry, but the problem coming. You're not marks. If he said it's kachim, they believe him. If he said it's truma, they wouldn't believe him. What if it's both? The imam alo hifrashti l'tochav is there rabbius l'nesachim. I already gave off truma, and I hear I want to make nesachim. Same barrel. Neman al kula b'skavul b'kohen b'shota. They would accept it. The kohen could drink from it. No problem. Okay. So what do you see from the story? Where am I? The Amrit, so below Ka Batamale Truma Lakodesh, we didn't say that the Yayin, the Truma, it passes up the wine. We don't say that. The E Amrit, Harata Truma, he ate the Lakodesh. But if something that's careful for Truma is something that's no good for Kachim, Tami Truma Lakodesh. The Truma should make this. The truma should be matame the kachim. The Gemara answers, Amale, tovim bechuburin kamarta. You asking me about a connection, meaning it's in one barrel. Tovim bechuburin shiny. That's different. Why? The migu the behemden at kodesh. Then an amita atat truma. You're believing me about the kachim. Then I'm also going to believe about the truma. Tovim the kavah homer. I'm believing you about the more strict. I'm not going to believe about the less strict. So if it's in one barrel, that's not the same case. So by the way, the question returns, right? Why does a shlishi? I'm sorry. The question doesn't return. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak said a shlishi of chulin doesn't make kachim a revi unless it's genuine bona fide kachim, right? Masiv Rav Huna Bar Nathan. Hasheni shebechulin, a sheni of chulin, mitame mashkin. Hasheni shebechulin, mitame mashkin chulin. A sheni of chulin makes. A sheni of chulin, yes, a sheni of chulin will be mitame other mashkin that are also chulin. And not only that, it makes it into a risha. Remember we said, if a sheni touches a drink, it turns the drink into a risha. Uposil ochli truma, and that'll make anything else it touches into a sheni. Vashlishi matame mashke kodesh, a shlishi that's chulin will be matame mashkin, uposil ochli kodesh, and make it into a revi. And what are we talking about? Bechulin shenasu al tairat hakodesh. So the kasha that means what? Ritzchok said, we're only talking about genuine bona fide kachim, and he sees it's not true. Okay? Right? Ritzchok said, it's only genuine bona fide kachim, and he sees it's not true, that even chulin shlishi can turn, chulin shlishi can make a revi kachim. So the answer is, tanoihi, it's a machlokas tanoihi. Titanya, chulin shenat v'altairis kodesh, chulin that is treated as if it's kachim, harehed kachulin. It's really chulin. Why? There's no such thing as truma, as kachim, that's not really kachim, that's treated as kachim. Who said that? That's Rabbi Yoshua. Right? According to Rabbi Bachana. Not according to Ula. Right? The Rabbi Yoshua said that yesterday. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, harehed kachuma, latame shnayim, ula pozal echad. Okay, it's matame shnayim. What does that mean? A rishon and a sheni can turn something into a shlishi. Only a rishon and a sheni that atame can turn something into a shlishi. And on this sheet, Rabbi Yitzchak said that hektish can't turn something into a vi unless it's genuine bona fide hektish. Two different tanoim. Rabbi Yitzchak held according to the second one. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. Okay? Nice and hard. Next. Next was, in the Mishnah, we said, back in the Mishnah, we said that if you sheft an animal and there is no dam, and your hands are tame, it's no problem. You can eat the meat. Why? Because the meat never became ready to become tame. Why not? Because no liquid. Rabbi Shimon said, no, the shechita itself is master of the animal. And we said, how do we understand that statement? What does that mean? The shechita itself is master of the animal. So, now the Gemara is going to discuss that. Right, so by the way, before we start, there are like four different levels of dam. It's the first dam that comes out, the second dam, the third dam, and the fourth dam. Right, so the dam, we're going to be talking about what's called dam chalolim. Okay? That's the dam that comes out when you kill an animal. That dam is machshir. Rabbi Shimon said, you don't need dam. The shechita itself is machshir. What do you mean by that? So here we go. Rabbi Shimon Amar, hukshir b'shechita. Amar of Asi. Amar hoyer b'shimon. Shechitaso machsheres below dam. Right? The shechita is machshir, not the dam. Look at Rashi. V'nafkamina, something different. D'ilu nafal dam shechita al zroyim. What if dam shechita fell on zroyim? Lo hukshir. That would not make those zroyim, the detach, that would not make those zroyim ready to become tummy. Why not? The lo mikwi dam shechita mashke. Because dam shechita is not called mashke. What makes the shechita, what makes the meat tummy? The meat, the shechita, not the dam. There was no dam. So that's why I read this Rashi. Rabbi Shimon holds. No, I don't hold from dam at all. He says no. He says dam of a shechita is not considered dam. What is considered dam? It's like if I told you, it's four dam. Maybe it's dam of a wound. Maybe dam after the shechita that comes down after the initial dam. Lay him a Messiah. Let's have a bride. This Rabbi Shimon says hukshiru b'shechita. That the shechita is what. Now, by the way, who made this statement? Rav Asi made this statement. Rav Asi said, "Not never die." David Gersh had a big problem with that. What do you mean, never die? Right? Right? How can it be? And if Dom comes out, doesn't it? What? One of the seven liquids. That's what Shimon talking about. But, so what's Rav Asi talking about? Rav Asi is the problem. Rav Asi said, Shimon means this. So maybe let's bring a riot that he's right. Why? Our Mishnah said, "Puff Shuba Shechita, my lad, Shechita below Dom." What, Shechita only and not Dom? No, after shechita, even shechita, right? Even shechita, and of course dam. Try again. Tashma, Amalehen Roshimon. Roshimon said to them, "Chidam machshir." Well, shechita machsheres, right? What do you see from here? Only thing that works is shechita. Hachikam Amalehen. This is what he meant to say. Chidam b'ban machshir. Am shechita nami machsheres. Also shechita, not only shechita, also shechita. Tashma. Shimon Omer, Dam Hameis. What's Dam Hameis? Rashi says Behema died on its own. Some Behema got it from five, whatever, died on its own. Ain't a machshir. That blood does not be machshir. My lab, Hadam Shechita machshir. What would be machshir? Only Dam Shechita. Right? What do you see? That's not Ravasi. Ravasi said Dam Shechita would not work. Now you see here Dam Shechita, yes, works. Lo! Dam chalolim machshir. Only dam chalolim, right? Dam chalolim. What's dam chalolim? Dam from an animal that got killed. That's machshir. Avol dam shechita mai. What about dam shechita? Lo machshir. That would not work. So lashmina dam shechita. So tell me dam shechita. Bekoshke dam hameis. And for sure dam hameis. Because it's wondered why is it, what kind of cover is that? Why is one dam better than the other dam? Right? Dam hameis is bechalit. No, dam hameis was necessary. Sorry, that's a thing I would have thought. Malikatli ihu, malikatli malachamavet. What's the difference? Why the animal died? What's the difference? Did it die because the malachamavet took him, or because I shechted him? What's the difference? Kamash malan. What's a huge difference? What's the difference? Some dam makes the hechsher, and some dam doesn't. What? In other contexts, right? Correct. correct. We'll just do one more minute. Tashma, from Shimon Omer, Dam Megapato, Shimon made a statement, Dam Megapato. That means from the goof. Dam of Behema, that goes out because of a wound, ain't no machir. That dam doesn't work. My lav, Hadam Shechita machir. So what do you see from here? The dam of Shechita would work? Lo, Hadam Chalala machir. Only the dam of a Chalala will work. Avodam Shechita, my lo, my, but the dam Shechita, well, machir doesn't work. So I should dam shita. So teach me dam shita. Because she dam agapasa. Certainly dam is a wound. Well, again, what? Why is one dam better than the other? Doesn't land answer. Dam agapasa is the no, it was necessary to teach me the dam of a guf, dam of a wound. So it as a chamina, I would have thought. Mali kadli kula. Mali patla palga. What's the difference if you wound an animal or if you kill it? What's the difference? Right. What's the difference? Therefore. She's going to have to tell me that the dafka, if I killed it completely, then the dam is machshir. Okay, so we're still stuck in the middle of the Shimon's story. It's a good place to stop. We'll stop over here of Rabto Maishna Dam Chalal the machshir. All right, stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Tomorrow is much easier dafka. 6 o'clock tomorrow, yeah. It's Mishchodesh tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.